to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Hello, guys. To go see my favorite host of the most, and we're on Spreading Ewers.
Yes, let's go.
Oh, we are not without Yaneki, but today we have an amazing but we are with
Star of Atapi, Mrs. Fortyland Performance.
Okay. What's
good? The Minister of the...
We're going to get there.
Hey, yo, what up, with your boys, the Louisiana Machinchilla Mulaman, the window, and shade and shade, man, the Minister of Zook.
Yeah. Jeez. But anyway, new week, new thoughts. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is making money, man. I just want to be rich and eat. You know?
We must be specific.
Exactly. Like,
how are you going to make that money? You don't just say money. There's a lot of ways to make money. Hey?
I must make more music. I must go back onto the screen in terms of acting. I must open a business.
Yeah.
You know, maybe... Bambang Kunzinyana here and there.
Me, sometimes.
I don't want people to be like, ask her that question. Let's address the elephant in the room before we go anywhere. Mayoyo me akwatila, I'm a 2000. What was happening with that performance? Can they please play it?
Just wait, play actually. That? Wait, yeah. Can we start here?
Yeah.
Who is she? For the people who don't know her.
Like Jay Lemon. No, because what? Why are you talking about Latrice?
No, man. For the people that don't know at home, who is she?
So I am Star Robotopi. I am an actress, MC, DJ, and musician. Some people may know me from Isitembi. So it's a telenovela that used to play on Channel 161. I've also been on Outlaws. It's on Showmax.
Yeah.
So yeah, so some people know me as an actress, but I think the 2K gang, because they didn't get time to watch Isitembi. So they probably don't know what's happening.
We like now. We like now.
Yeah, we like Lomakr.
So wait, wait. Are you an actor?
I'm an actress, yes.
And also a thingy.
A DJ, musician, presenter, radio presenter. Damn. The whole shebang.
Like the whole shebang.
Yeah, the whole
package, basically.
I'm the full package. When you book me as a package. Now, you save man.
Yes.
I mean, yes, you know, you get a DJ, you get an MC. I'm like, no,
I'm hearing you talk about the acting and the da da da.
Yeah.
Baby girl, we saw a video.
Everyone saw that video.
And you were performing for school kids in high school.
Yeah.
And you were doing the whole shebang. You were grinding.
Let's watch the video in case you didn't see
it. Yeah, sure. Why not, actually?
All right, better now. In all volume. Sound like, oh,
and the kids were not impressed.
What song are you even performing? Yeah.
It's a song that I'm about to drop called Ipati.
Okay.
You sound like my uncle.
Yo, no. Yo. Couldn't guess what song you're singing. Is that song? So let me get another raking. What you cooking? How did the booking come about?
So there's a guy that I met in studio. His name is Space. He hit me up because he had enjoyed the studio session that I had had. I went to go see CN1401 to go fix like a couple of songs.
Yeah.
And he hit me up and he said, yo, don't you want to do a school tour? Because I've done one before when I dropped my single last year in August called System 32 Honor. So yeah, Space hit me up and said, come, let's do it for the kids.
Yeah.
And I went and did it for the kids.
Yeah, there you did it for yourself.
So
there.
The bumping and grinding. What was that all about?
So,
I wanted to know, actually.
Sorry?
Because the kids seemed very uncomfortable. Do you get me?
Were you not seeing that, though?
No. Because the POV that I have and some of the videos that I have, there are some girls who are actually vibing to what I'm doing.
The ladies, yeah.
Yeah, and the ladies were vibing. Yeah. The ladies were vibing with it, you know. Yeah. The gents were just like, what is happening here? Yeah. Yeah, but for me, more than anything, it was something that I didn't really think about much because I'd come from Spartan before that. I had another performance. That performance went pretty well. I mean, I had the same dance moves. But I think the difference is with the other school, I was trying out my new songs that I'm about to drop. Mm. And you know sometimes when you're trying out new songs.
Exclusive, you get it either.
Yeah, the exclusive. They don't exclusive everywhere, yeah, you know. Yeah. And I thought the best thing to do, and Space also thought the best thing to do is to try out the songs for the kids, you know. And also, Bama kids, Rikimang Ona,
I'm not going to be able to do it.
We are different in terms of height. Like, she's a lot taller than me. I'm not anything. I mean, we hear it a lot because we are friends. You know, we hear it a lot and we make music together. Oh, yeah. We do hear it a lot that we do look alike. But I feel like with that one, guys, I'm short.
My babe, I did not see anything. I did not know who it was. And I was just like, Kibunte. And I zoomed in. And I was like, nope, not her.
I didn't think you. Cause maybe because I've met Bunta and I've chilled with her, so same. I can tell. And she's much lighter, ne?
Yeah, if for I'm, sure. You know, for
what?
Sure.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think you know, little bone straight, like.
So now you fake your yellow bone. You fake your yellow bone.
So I wanna nah, someone can say you're not yellow bone, but I'm bit brown.
Yeah, caramel.
Yeah, caramel something. Yeah.
So I'm caramel.
So what am I?
When I you're medium, yeah, like me, you also.
Yeah, we. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to think there's people that are yellow bone and there's people that are light skinned.
Yes.
So I feel like I'm light skinned and she's yellow.
Yes.
I got you.
Yeah, you get me.
I peeped you.
That's how I peeped it. So what was the name of the song?
The name of the song that I was performing there is Ipati with CN1401, Prime, Josh. Buntle Smith. I hope I didn't forget anyone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So tell me, when you see this video, you're chilling, you're eating whatever you're eating, and you see the video, what's happening? How did you see it?
Yo, I was going to do my makeup. I was going to my makeup artist at around 8. I can't remember. Oh, it was actually Valentine's Day. Instead of getting love, I got AIDS on Valentine's Day.
How ironic.
So yeah, I was going to my makeup artist to go do my makeup because I had a shoot on the day because it's Valentine's Day. Okay. Ever.
Yeah.
How? I get a message from the guy who does my distro. He's like, dude, you're trending. So I'm like, I'm trending?
Like, what the hell?
Where am I trending? Like, because there's some content that I also do, like on TikTok, that's very controversial. So sometimes
What is that one? Oh, I know what it is.
We're going to talk about it. Yeah. We're kidding, girl.
What's the problem, quick? Best of both worlds. So now he sends me a message. He says I'm training. So I'm thinking, ish.
What did I say now?
Maybe
what
did I mean? Wait,
you're the person.
Ish, we'll come there.
We're getting there. We have a lot of time. Come on.
We've got a lot of time. So yeah, he sent me a message saying I'm training. I'm thinking something drastic, like something hectic. Maybe like a side boob is out or something. He sends me the video. I'm like, oh, Ganti, it's this. This is what is trending. He's like, yeah, aren't you worried? I'm like, nah. I ain't worried. I wasn't naked on stage. You know, I mean, I'm not for everyone.
You're fully dressed, yeah.
Yeah, I'm fully dressed. And also, I'm not for everyone. You know, there's some people who like you and there's some people who won't like you. I think the consolation for me, more than anything, with that video was that the first high school, the vibes were great. So it was good to also post that on TikTok while that other video is also getting spark. Yeah. Let me promote my work at the end of the day, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, I want that video. You know, sometimes I always say there's always light at the end of the tunnel. You get me?
Yeah, for
because
sure.
Today, imagine you are head spreading humans just because of a video. And you always think what you want, a top thing. Ne? Sometimes, now some of the things that I discovered about myself, when I was down, my 12 o'clock was too. You get me? And we always think when we are down, things some things mna bona ke tunnel.
Okay.
Sometimes people throw soil on you. Can't have a tsebo re kwena seed.
Wow. You know what? I agree with what you're saying.
She must so dead.
She's only getting it now.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, I agree with you. I think it's amazing because for me, more than anything, when I got into the entertainment industry, it wasn't about social media. It wasn't about trending. It was always about the talent, you know. So now I need to be adjusting towards the industry and how it's changed. And remember, also, you don't get bookings if you're not relevant.
If you're
not relevant, you don't get bookings.
Yeah.
People don't want to see people that they don't know. And also, venue owners also want to spend money on somebody they know. They're going to get the money back that they've spent on the artist.
Have you not realized when someone who's performing that you don't know is performing? Baba loud, man. Oh, someone say, oh, how are you? Like, have you noticed? No, serious. Have you noticed when an unknown artist is performing? You feel like they're loud. Why are they loud? They don't sound like they're singing. They sound like they're talking things. Man,
so maybe those kids were also saying that. What's happening here? Yeah. What's warning? Like,
yeah, I get that.
The drip is dripping.
But how do you feel about that, though?
No. She has a thick skin. I would like
to be quite honest with you. When I received that link of the video, I was scared at first.
Okay.
Right. But after that, I was just like, yo, man, this is your time. You need to do something about this. It's either you're pushing your music or you're pushing your numbers or you're pushing whatever
Make
that it
work.
Is. Make it work. At the end of the day, every single thing that happens in life, whatever that is negative, you can come out with a positive. You know, let's say maybe you have a child at a young age. That can also help you grow to become a better person.
Definitely.
So more than anything, the video gave me more strength because, I mean, I come from a history of being bullied in high school. I was bullied by like 20 girls.
Don't.
Messed with like my mental health a lot. So this, being bullied by the kids, or let's not necessarily call it bullied, but them being shocked and whatever, trolling. For me, it's like, I've been here before, I've done this before, and I just need to pick myself up, dust myself up, and go to the top.
And how did you deal with yourself? Well, you being bullied by like 20 kids, like the fuck?
No, not kids, 20 girls.
20 girls.
Yeah, I mean, there were kids at the time. But there were kids at the time, though.
Yeah. This was in high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, how did you deal with that?
Yo, it was hard because I ended up actually having to repeat a grade because of how much it was getting to me mentally. I had to repeat grade 9.
I'm like, grade 9 better. Hey, guys. Grade 9 better. I get hard.
Mess grade 9. Moorscott. I just think other culture, ne? Grade 9. Is there other culture called grade 9?
Yes, it is.
Hey, better go to the country, the flag.
No. What do you see?
The colors of South Africa. Green must name or green red.
No, you actually failed us. You failed. No, but like...
Yeah, shit. So I had to repeat grade 9 because I was bullied. And the sad thing is that I was bullied by someone who I thought was my best friend at the time because I didn't have friends in high school. I went to an all-girls high school.
Okay.
And I used to chill alone at breaks. And also, I was one of those girls who everyone knew. Like the older, the matrix, the grade 11s, the grade 10s.
And why is that?
Because it's girly vibe.
And she's pretty.
You know?
I mean, can we not, let's not act like she's not pretty.
I'm done.
I understand.
Yeah. No, thank you. Sometimes it's that thing of having a vibe, you know? Sometimes when you get into a room, you're able to communicate with people and be nice to people and people reciprocate well towards you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So dealing with the bullying thing, hey, that thing almost ended me. But if it wasn't for it, I wouldn't be here.
Okay.
You know,
funny enough, your incident is happening the same amount of time Kanakwa Cruise Africa. I don't know if you guys saw this.
I actually went live on TikTok. Someone was like, go to Cruise Africa now. You guys are both trending. Go,
see live. Now, you actually have to do something with
Cruise Africa.
You know Cruise Africa?
No, guys. Come on.
It's
the facial expression when you're like, Cruise,
not even in a bad way.
It's not a bad way. Really. So let me break it down for you. So this boy called Jaden.
Okay.
So Jaden always trolls Cruise Africa.
Or why?
Because he apparently says his music is shit. That's what he says. I'm not saying that.
I'm not laughing.
That's
Sorry.
Not my cup of tea, though.
Yeah.
So Jaden every day. Like, I'm talking about, Sima, after every 2 days, Cruise Africa's busy, Cruise Africa's busy. To okay. a point out now, we start, you see how you don't know Cruise Africa?
Yeah.
We
yeah.
start discovering Cruise Africa yeah. through this boy.
Okay.
Yeah. His numbers grow because yeah. it speaks about the same artist that we, I haven't, I said I'm a So he has a okay. so-called Bambi Tata.
Okay.
I'm the plug.
I can't laugh because now they're saying my music but is right on the net. So yeah.
I'm the plug. So I actually like that song. I like that song.
Yeah.
So he complains or nah, this guy music every like Sima, I'm talking about like every day, bro.
Yeah.
He's hating on this guy. This guy who tell him music. I don't know if they
yo,
know.
Yo.
Maybe,
wait, on the profile.
Maybe I say Diamond Road. Villa Diamond Road. No, but here's the thing. So here's the thing, now. And now he's like, nah, this guy, he's buying streams because music, only amount of streams, but the comments alone, eh? Sharp. I don't know, man. You know what? You know what would be so dope?
Yeah.
The same way Dudu did today, shout out, by bringing here. You know what would be so dope?
Let me shout out to Dudu.
Jaden and Cruise Africa and put them in on a live stream.
Yeah.
He does a TikTok live stream. They tell each other. So Cruise Africa, I want all those things you are saying about me, all those trolling things.
Yeah.
You can't say them like in front of my face.
Yeah. For sure.
You can't
sure.
say I'm work in front of my face. You can't say everything in front of me. Nah? Sharp. They are like, nah, you know what? Let's end this live. Let's meet tomorrow. Physical.
Okay.
So yeah, they are live stream on YouTube.
Mm. Like this is
yeah, like
live.
I'm, yeah, nah, this okay. is like real time. Physical. Mm-hmm. India was done on Monday.
Okay.
Sharp Cruise Africa wa fito bula la kamkolongori. And Cruise Africa, Khutman, or se pisse the rig. Okay. No guy drink.
What
did
you say
he
can bring
drink? Yeah, he said he can bring drink.
Excuse me, what?
So he's been in the industry. He's been pushing music for like...
He said he can bring drink, for real.
Yeah, something like that.
Allegedly.
No, he's been doing music for 20 years.
Pardon?
He's been doing music for 20 years.
Okay, that's awesome.
I'm the plug.
Oh, so he's the one that's saying he can bring drink.
Yeah, something along those
Cruise
lines.
Cruise is the one that's saying he can bring drink.
He said something
not the other guy.
Not the other guy. Not
Cruise.
Jaden. Yeah, Jaden is like a kid.
But
bro.
Sima, what if he actually can bring Drake?
Let's bring him then.
Yeah, like, why don't you believe in him?
But actually, oh, okay.
Tap.
Yes, please. I want to see this.
He didn't say.
There's someone who's bringing Drake, so he that person asked him to be part of the team that is gonna bring Drake here.
Oh,
I think he's gonna be like marketing.
He's part of the team. I'll teach a Drake, basically. Oh, that's what you're saying, Netato. Yeah. But yeah, he tells us that now. Hot Shot Aaron decides play the clip there. can you please play the clip?
All people, listen to Cruise Africa,
the one with the red.
What's happening? Okay, wait, what?
No, I changed.
The one with the red is Jaden.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I'm going to play three Cruise Africa songs.
Copyright. Copyright now.
Out of all.
Just play.
I'm Fanak. No, I changed.
Let's
buy to YouTube Music. All.
Yeah.
People, he had to pick an icon, Shagazu.
Okay, this is
brother definitely turning in his grave. Bani, punctually said. That's probably Shagazu in his grave right now. Bani, sebenzisi kamalami. Unkapaz. You ain't ding and ding. Because it's Cruciolus on earth still breathing, talking about Shagazu. This is where we draw the line. You cannot disrespect Shagazu. Shagazu did a lot of heroic things. For sure, Shaga was just also asking his ancestors, Evan. What's going on in that studio? I hear my name.
This guy's hilarious.
Zulu twice. No, boys. You're hurting us. And you're hurting the Zulus for sure. You listen to Cruise Africa.
So basically, Udile Koshavarin Kishaka Zulu.
Okay.
Also, it's not my cup of tea. So here's the thing. Fast forward. They're on a live stream, ne? So yeah. I agree, he's been saying all those nasty things, ne?
Yeah.
So Aquata Cruise Africa. Mm. I don't know. Why not? Don't stop saying my name. I met him. Kaluto. So I met him. Kaluto.
Kaluto.
Like.
Okay.
Otara fetcha dia akwata cruise Africa kwa short we akwata.
If it is Dave, it's just ridiculous.
I'm just too. At a moment, just too. The physical is him.
Two years,
what?
Two years.
God,
for kids.
Yeah, for him. Yeah, for
Jason. Fucking kids.
Yeah, I know. From Fano. I'm just two years. Glog. Nan, I'll fuck you up, bro.
Ish, wabana, no.
I'll fuck you up. So people don't understand when you speak about someone on internet. I'm true. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Mine.
Is that not money?
On the fucking table and so. You can't, bro, you can't. You won't blow that, bro. You can't. I'm an OG, bro.
To who?
Yeah, I'm a fucking OG.
You think one artist you inspire? One.
Sing, man. Who else? I'm bringing you straight to SA, bro.
You don't sound like nobody. You sound like that.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. But I'm whacked more than you. No, you said I mustn't touch him.
Watch out.
Yeah, we'll touch you, bro. You know how to put someone on? Do you know why I started this shit? How can I buy views while I plug my pores, sir? Like, what the fuck are you saying? Bro, do you know who I am? Bro, I can put a stack of mine on the fucking table and show. You can't. You can't. Bro, you can't. You can't. I'm not OG, bro.
My chat is like,
ish.
Nah.
Ish.
But
you hear what Tato said and what he said.
Hey, later on we explain them because my mochi is your chief. Apple you alone yagaro horo bechele. Ciao.
But imagine taking out a stack and everyone loves
it. But can you see that some people don't deal well with being talked about bad? Yeah.
Being bullied. That's low key bullying.
Yeah.
For me.
Some people can't deal with it, but because I've been through that, I was like, yo, man, I gotta
lock in.
So some other people do hectic stuff. You see what he's doing. But we're speaking about him also now.
No, but not that ring. Now, again, I'm living life. I'm cruise Africa, sorry, Braga. Just release music, bro. Yeah. But at least, after this boy spoke about him, he blew up. He got like 1,000 monthly listeners.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's dope.
That's super dope.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, what are you saying, dude?
Oh, life.
Berlin. Oh, okay. Cruise Africa, Marofelicit. Okay.
But anyway, guys, if you don't want to be like Cruise Africa,
I'm joking.
The Soweto Derby is back. Kaizer Chiefs takes on Orlando Pirates on the 28th, yes, and the stakes have never been higher. To celebrate, Hollywood Bets is bringing you an awesome campaign called All My Goal. They've lined up some incredible boosted odds to take your predictions to the next level. If you want to know everything, head over to the website to find out. Don't miss it. Just hit the link on the pinned comment below. And if you're new, make sure you use the promo code MACG when you register. As always, we bring you the best offers. But remember, 18 plus only. Please bet responsibly.
Ooh, use the promo code MACG. So what's your devil, my pirates?
You are a devil worshiper.
Why?
Why?
This guy.
What did he do?
Let me tell you. This guy.
Yeah.
It was a Sundowns and Orlando Pirates match.
Yeah. Yeah.
Open for everyone.
For FNB Stadium.
Yeah.
Our home ground.
He does. He wears Kaizer Chiefs.
At a Maya. Which one do you support?
The Orlando Pirates. And then what happened? They lost.
Pirates are not who you are.
But we're still number one. So who do you use?
Temporary.
You guys are number four.
No, temporary. We are coming for number one.
You guys are number four, bro.
No, let me tell you. We'll meet on the 28th
number four.
Of February. My Pirates,
come on,
save
bro.
All my videos. We'll meet
grow
there.
Grow up, actually.
Save no. Pirates, the problem is... Over number one, it's comfortable too much. Sundowns, really, no, Sundowns, what's working? Do us a favor, ne?
Yeah.
Sometimes some battles you don't have to fight them for yourself.
Yeah.
My Kaizer Chiefs,
Number one, FNB, our home ground.
Okay.
I wanted to check on this. It's enemy territory. So I wanted to check on what the hell you are. Little team. So I want to hear us. That man was so pissed, you.
Yeah,
he was upset at you.
Okay, maybe it's because Kaizer Chiefs and arms yellow. Maybe you'll win.
Please,
what?
Orlando Pirates side, bruh.
That's just pissing me off. And you know what I don't like about this whole thing? I get you.
you did too much. Also you, you did too much.
From now on, I don't want to talk.
But whoever man kaya when?
Nakin the Chiefs.
Oh, you Chiefs.
Sasi. Sasi chilo sa tilo unyaga wetu. Ama ye ye ye. Ama you'll see, guys. I get the problem.
What are you saying?
We lost everything. We lost FNB. I mean, not FNB. We lost Grand Bank.
Yeah, yeah.
We lost Grand Bank. We lost Kev and Sundance and Lurking Pirates. We're talking too much, and I'm like, not. Now let me. What I wanted was,
but this
for
was foul.
No, no, it was not foul.
It was very foul.
It was supposed to happen.
Just to put it out there.
And think this way.
Put it out there.
28 February, even Hollywood told you we will meet. Soweto Derby.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't want too much. Why not?
Yeah, Zile, you guys are number four. Please wait.
I used to support Pirates. You okay? Too. Yeah.
Why?
A friend of mine used to play for Pirates. So when he left, I went.
Lucky what? Lucky what?
No, man. A friend, literally a friend. Now, can't we be friends with soccer players?
No.
Why?
Can't. Do you have a partner?
I just want to know. I'm not sure. Maybe not. Why?
I just shock to answer how.
Oh, but the answer I think, Chomiak.
Give it the Urika Joel.
Chomiki Jola, sometimes I kid
you. Oh, no.
Me.
You're used to that one on the show.
We're so used to this on the show. Like,
yeah, sometimes kid Jola, Chomi, sometimes Jola, Chomi.
But you didn't say, how old are you?
I am turning 30 this year.
Oh, no, I'm turning 29. Valentine is a dealer.
I feel old. Yeah. I feel so old.
I'm turning 29 this year.
For real?
Yeah.
No, he's not.
How old is he turning? 22?
No, 27. Oh,
28. Wow.
27.
Yeah, that's not bad at all.
It's not too far apart, though.
Okay, no.
What is that? What is that?
Can a king
shooting your shot?
Yeah.
No, I'm not shooting. I'm just taking more. Oh. What is the lowest you would go for?
Age is just a number, you know?
No, fair. Sancho Ria table for two. Korekele bucket for one.
And give Friday. Take
five. Follow
Friday.
One.
Friday.
Korekele bucket for one. Take five. Follow one. Yeah, you go to our profile picture bold. No, I'm going
to video call.
I just wanted to know, like, what's your type? Sometimes energy. You don't have gags, eh?
Energy. Like, I think when I was younger, it was about looks.
Okay.
And personality. Obviously, personality does come through, you know, but with looks, they fade. You know, today, Ustagwa, tomorrow, yeah, grandfather, you've got wrinkles and stuff. But now, I'm big on energy more. Like, if our energy vibes, then why not?
The way my energy is so duple, it's come banyo kong ngaya. Let's go, manya. But anyways, let me tell you what's on my mind.
What's on your mind?
Because I'm too much. What's on my mind is Mulindo. Allegedly, Mulindo Mutwai. Such a cool bro.
Which Mulindo? What an amazing guy.
Mulindo, the vocalist.
Okay, he is a nice guy.
Have you met him?
Yes, I have. He's such an amazing gent.
Yeah. So Mulindo is Basadi Muna. Kana kwa mi February Basadi Baba kamuhomu. So
about Basadi Mantan.
Makakana buka February. Hey, Basadi.
Rinsang. Rinka di gifts. Hey, di flowers.
No, tula top sometimes.
Kasi tula top.
Secha phone.
Na ke secha phone because ke understand the hore.
Okay, as long as it's a phone, that's why.
I can search your phone. Never search your phone.
So Dudu said I must say this, ne? In case.
Okay.
So allegedly, Mutwai, Tyler, ne? Tyler, Udambile Mulindo.
True.
Everything. I want to have a side. That's why.
So the what woman do you mean took by everything from Lindo.
Like, the furniture, the apartment. And now that speed, and now meta, and now everything. And I thought we would become a neighbor. Neighbor, lady alone.
So, Mayana won't get some shiman.
Tyler. Allegedly.
Yeah,
allegedly. We call only fans.
It's Taylor, not Tyler, please.
I agree. Also, kicking. I went to a school where I had a hemp orange.
Would you do that? Would you actually go to your guy that you bought things and take everything back? Like, are you that kind of person?
I'm scared to do that.
Yeah.
Because of who I am.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Then everyone is what, for instance, this.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
People are seeing me throwing things and neighbors are watching me and I'm, not for me.
Would you?
Not for me.
What, take back everything? Nah, I gotta leave a souvenir so that them other hands, when they come in, they see that that's my shit.
But he won't say that's your shit.
It's fine. But either way, I know. Do you understand? So get rather fair. I you must keep that. Like, cause I also don't want to take the energy cause maybe there's other hands that were sleeping on that couch doing funny things or whatever, you know, he might as well keep them.
My God.
Let's hear what Dudu says.
No,
I wanted to say, according to the article. So a friend of hers says that Taylor, Hotel Taylor, had broken up with Umlindo, you know, already, right? But she couldn't leave. So she had to wait for him to be at work. Then she packed up all her stuff.
Was it like abusive or?
That was not mentioned.
Okay.
She was like, the only way she could leave was if he's not around.
Then that's abusive.
Then she packed up.
Is it not?
Ajay everything.
Yeah.
That's like hostage thing.
Is Umlindo fine?
Sometimes he looks...
I hope that brother is okay.
I don't know.
So yeah, let's call Mulindo and say, Mana, we are seeing articles here.
If we have his number.
If you have the couch.
Please do.
Yeah, but okay, Dudu will call. So, Ntu have a
and how do you feel? How would you feel?
So, I was talking to Kwanza, this other creator. Ne?
Yeah, very dope.
Kwanza was telling Boro, once you move in with your partner, ne, it's very dope and better for you guys to get things together.
Okay.
Rather than Sima. And then Nagi Rad, that's why I get a gift from women, especially if it's not something that I can utilize. Let me tell you, hear me out.
Okay. Ne?
If a girl now buys me tires for my car now, Valentine's, and I decide, oh, you know what, that day I'm late, I'm supposed to pick you up at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Ne? You know what most girls will do if I don't come? When she's angry, the first thing
scam the tires.
No, these are my tires.
Yeah.
But I always say this, Sima. Okay, do you so fan you regularly come sad? Even if followers of any yak. Like you
never know.
So they No, maybe. Oh, half is a phone new kick or get you. I don't
know.
The same banana quarter situadi. Like the girls get angry like parents. You see how parents
but men do the same thing. Men also take their stuff back. Men take back their designers, they take back their wigs, they take back everything.
Some men even smash houses. I've never
heard of that one, but taking all of the
no, you have heard it about it.
Zile, is that your plan or what?
No,
because we've never heard of that one.
No, I've heard that one. Whereby men get angry, when they're angry with women, and let's say they built a house for you, they go there, TLB,
I know. Everything. I think that one was created by you. I've never heard of that one. It's taking back of the car.
I'm not sure about that
one. And the house and everything. We hear about it.
Or maybe give my pen.
Like why do you need backup for this? Like, back yourself up.
Why do you need backup?
I'm telling you the truth. I'm just saying it's better for people to have their own things. But when we are moving in together, I think it's better for us to buy things as a group. Like, don't go and just buy a TV case. It gets another flat screen because in your head, even though you bought it with my money, it's going to come out as you. Because I went to a long collective. I feel like we should, both of us, when we go buy a TV, let's go together. Then this is our TV.
So do we split this now?
Do we split? Is it a 50-50 situation?
No, 50-50, bro.
So what are we doing?
I feel like it's better for the men to buy.
I think so too.
Yeah.
Always is.
Always is, for sure. Yeah, the man.
I just feel like most of the time, men don't take their things.
Oh, what do you
think? Most of the time, men don't take their things.
What do you mean? When you find out that you cheated.
And they take your life when they're done.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, your life?
Yeah.
You happy? You late?
Hey, you took it far.
I'm sorry. I had to go there.
Hey, you went far, but it's a real one.
I'm saying, I feel like we have a little relationship. We'll never know what's the deal with these people. You find out all along, you're high. You find out all along, this belongs.
But isn't it better for you as a man how I look represents you? So if my nails are done and everything of mine is done, it represents. But you know, Zila's taking good care of me. So I don't understand.
Who said I didn't give her money?
No, but Angela, if I'm always looking good, people always ask, Joba, she's always looking good. Who's behind that? Besides the fact that you work, it always goes to the nigga.
Thank you.
It always goes to the nigga.
If you look like trash, why not? It's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
So if I look like trash, what happens?
Zile, we know. If you look like trash,
I'm broke.
No.
So when a man looks like trash,
your woman is not
broke.
Taking care of you.
Yes, that's true.
Simple.
I think the best solution is to work out our own shit.
Hey?
Yeah. Yeah. Fair. I think this thing of man give man, it's a problem, this one. Everyone must just have their own shit. Hey? Like, why can't you just work? Hey,
yeah,
like, you're not a solution.
It's a solution.
Is it not part of the conversation? You got me. Like people only say, "Hey, why can't you save yourself?" That's also part of the plan. Why can't you be a whole businesswoman?
How do you do that?
Sima, you have a business.
I understand that, Zile.
But
it's harder for us, women.
Zile,
it's a man's world, because also I feel like women are more emotional than men are.
There's people on the internet who are really trying their best. You see, they have 5 views, but they're really trying to do the angles and they're trying to do what we are doing, right? Yeah. It's difficult. It's not that easy, Zile.
For sure.
So how do you think this...
Can I be honest with you? It's hard for everyone.
It is, definitely.
It's genuinely hard for everyone. Like, and that's something that, as a guy, I feel like it's way... As a guy, my only solution is to make it. Right now, you can stop your career of music, you can stop everything. Right?
Yeah.
And you meet me, and I'm like, you know what?
I'll take care of you. Yeah, yeah.
Now, there's no way in this lifetime someone is going to say, I'll take care of you.
I think.
This
sugar mama, this thing.
You want to be a puss, eh? But if you don't want to be a boost,
sugar mama, you're not normal.
You've never, or you will never. No, what if you like LV from head to toe, like Ellen, and take you out of?
She's
everything.
Not on you then.
No, you know I don't believe in like now. You must tell me, hey, what if LV where? When I try to storm out, Ari, take off my shirt before you go out. LV on Ali, when again I'll sugar mama fell. He got me. Andre gets iPhone 17, kifunela fell.
But what if she's not like that? What if she's actually not like that? What if she's not controlling and she understands that wahula and she just wants to take care of you?
And the problem is that
he's
going to be a push to her, though.
Exactly.
And she's going to retaliate.
For sure.
This will be terrible.
Ah, now you're sugar mama.
That's
why I shop.
There's people that are in relationships where the woman is older and the man is younger. And
what is the lowest you've dated?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
You asked that twice.
No. I don't know.
I don't want my parents to be accusing me with, oh, ngakbo, no, abalalom fanalo, yagut. Hey, Pokemon.
Marekis, you're not scam. Let me tell you.
Let's get into it. On Spreading Humours, plugged in with Capitec, where millions of South Africans are banking better.
Some people might think you're scam-proof. Scammers have upped their game. Protect your cash with these 4 money safety tips. Never pay upfront online marketplaces for items you haven't seen in person. Don't hand over goods until the money reflects into your account. Don't be fooled by the damn screenshots. Number 2, check before you tap. Fake messages, look-alike sites, these copycats are too slick. And with AI in their hands, you know the drill. Only tap links from brands you trust and download apps from official app stores. Deals that are too good to be true. Pressure to pay an agency is very, very, very sus. Pause before you pay. Number 4, invest in caution. Opportunities that promise quick, guaranteed, high returns without any risk. Mm-mm, something is wrong. Not in this life. Anyone offering this probably running a scam. For more tips, plug into Money App Chat on WhatsApp, plus stand a chance to win data after completing a mini survey. Or listen.
That's the tea on Spreading Humors. Plugged in with Capitec. Bank on a better future.
Yeah, guys. So Capitec basically tries to protect people from this scam. This scam is like a chicken.
Have you guys been scammed before?
Yep.
Yeah, we all have.
Ish. It's bad.
Yeah.
But I've been hacked, I've been scammed, I've been...
Ooh, the best thing, Guru, when, especially in Josie, when someone tries to have a conversation with you, no?
I don't even speak. I just walk past. I'm just, hey, we're put.
Yeah, Josie. Pass. Once we let us start, let's see after the lela.
Man, who not did this scam? There's different kinds of scams. The way I was scammed once was I got a message from somebody that was pretending to be my friend.
Aibu.
Do you understand? Okay. Like they sent me a message and they said, yo, it's Tumi, right?
But Tumi.
But I had this. I got a message saying, hey,
it's Tumi. It's an inside joke.
No, it's okay. I got a message saying, hey, it's Dumi. Hey, friend, I'm trying to get you a gig and whatever, whatever. Then she's like, this person, inverted commas, please don't try call me on my other number. Or please don't try call me because I'm with my new man. And it sounds like something Dumi would say.
Okay. Yeah,
even some of the stuff.
So do you not think it was actually Dumi?
It wasn't Dumi. Because when I called her and I told her, yo, they just stole my phone. They took everything from me.
Mm-hmm.
She was confused. She didn't even know what I was talking about. So that's why I'm saying, I don't know if you guys have heard about it. Yeah,
Salamus,
yeah, I've seen that. Wait.
What did you say? It?
I've heard about it. I've heard about it.
And I saw the way she said fast.
I've heard about it.
Yeah.
Someone rubs on you and they like,
just,
mommy, oh, where's the chicken? Oh, no, it's that side, that side. And then after that, they take everything and you're gone.
Yeah. So,
that's what it is.
Yeah. No, what did I say?
You look at me like...
Like no chicken.
No, I was just thinking of like...
So they stole your phone?
They stole my phone. They went... They even owned my Instagram at some point. They were even talking to some other industry people that I know, offering them snacks, things, you know. And also speaking like me. Like they master you. They check out your social media. They check how you speak. Because even the way Tumi was speaking to me, there's a certain word that we use. Like I call her principal. She calls me deputy. You understand?
Mm.
So they study this thing.
That's someone that knows you. Sorry.
No, so I'm to say our patel, I'll send the VN. I'm like, what a good one up on a child out like a VN or typing. I'm trying to start typing, man.
No,
just send the money, man. Imagine, I'm like, no, please, baby, or typing. Oh, I want to child out typing.
You don't send the money, you need it.
I'm recording a voice note.
I never.
But what's on your mind when I or only bitch?
Baglashile food.
Me na footy.
And ask about the booze. I was trending on Valentine's. You were saying.
Oh shit. What did you do?
What did you do for Valentine's Day?
I went to Sip and Paint.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
everyone did that. That is so boring.
It's not boring. It's actually very monumental because now you get to like paint, and when the other person is painting, you don't see because you resemble what the other person likes, and it's something that you get to remember.
So you shut up.
Oh wow.
And I went with my yeah.
You were still saying, Sima, about what's on your mind?
Oh, guys, what's on my mind? I saw a horrific video.
Yeah.
I know it always has to be me. Oh, but I saw a really horrific video, right?
Yeah.
And it was a lady at the front, Uber driver.
Yeah.
You know? And there was a guy in the back, you know? And the guy in the back was like literally choking the other guy. You know, so I don't know if they were trying to like steal his stuff or, you know, just, I don't know, you know. So that happened. Baby girl is like he keeps fighting. She's holding his legs. She's like, you're not moving, you know? It was terrible. But now they're saying,
speaking about Uber, that's a funny story, man.
It's not funny.
It's funny because Tato chavadi Uber. But continue. I'll tell you. He's traumatized.
Why? So it says, Bolt won't pay murdered Nigerian driver's claim as he was using someone else's profile.
Oh.
Ish. So now he's like, kind of like fucked. Like, do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His family, ne?
His family's like, what do we do now? And people are like, He was using someone else's profile, so
nothing
we can do.
Damn, that's so...
That was terrible.
With Uber and the Bolt. If you think about it, like...
Oh, but the lady was found, though.
Is it?
Yeah. The guy that was choking, I don't know about his story, but the lady was found.
At Choksalem.
Pardon? Oh, all of them. Yeah, there were three of them.
Both, the three of them were found.
Really?
That's insane, bro.
Yeah, but you're right in saying Hure lucky because sometimes the Uber drivers get the Bolt drivers. Sometimes the Bolt drivers get the Uber drivers. The app is A2 as one person.
Yeah. Babang ukra lokechi in drive Bolt Uber. Your ding 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 peluchi ayona udo tswana. Because the cars qualify for everything. And I just feel like, man, it's a matter of, only when it comes to safety, man, it's luck, bro.
Yeah.
I kid you not. You can never, ever, ever, ever fully protect yourself 100%.
Yeah,
especially
sure.
In SA.
Yeah, for sure.
Because how many times have you been passing out in an Uber? Or felt no makala, Uber driver is out.
I see myself at the gates and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm talking about drop. Baba, I'm going to grab the 2 finger. Hale. Like in terms of stealing your phone.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's a matter of, I don't know how we are going to advance from crime and especially such things because now it happens to everyone. Yeah. At some point we're saying, yo, woman, but now everyone is a victim now. You get me? You can be just going outside now, or like Tibla always does, or rega 6 inyana. Khani bolti wiki matat.
We're not supposed to be laughing, actually.
But no, I'm being honest. We are just lucky, bro. Yeah. Especially when it comes to safety. And that's what I think. I feel like there has to be other things that can be implemented. And Shem,
like Uber, what? Tried what do with you the think? Cams, though.
What do you think they can implement?
They tried with the cameras, right?
Yeah.
To like show. Oh, they tried with the cameras.
Thank you.
It was okay. Yeah. Let's just see your whole ride then. Rather.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
And they caught that.
Yeah.
An Uber driver actually getting killed live and was terrible.
Wow, that's crazy. I hope Uber family, however, no one deserves that, bro. Like, I hope family.
So what else do you think they could do, though?
I don't know. They do voice note things. They do a lot of... I feel like when it comes to crime, man, you can't do anything.
True.
People will always be bad people if they are bad people.
Yeah. And they're always 10 steps ahead.
These
thugs.
Like, you can never be fully protected when it comes to that.
You get me?
And I mean, if they by rob, and they have guns. We all know they have guns.
It's
they
have protecting.
You see?
Thank you,
Mapalala. I'm just saying. You can implement everything, but when it comes to for your day, it will happen. That's the chicks of it. You get me?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I agree with what you're saying because also with this thing of dying, you also don't know how you're going to die.
You don't know at all.
No, but I'm being honest. You and I also will now show for sure. You don't know how the story is written.
Yeah, for sure.
You know? Because
sure.
it could be you die in your sleep. It could be someone bumping kunzi and they shot you, but you never really know how you're going to die.
Do you actually prefer knowing how you're going to die or what age you're going to die at?
I wish I knew what age I was going to die so that.
Hit list of everything. Okay.
I've never wanted to be on a hit list, but today.
Do you guys think you'd want to know when you die? Or the age?
I think I want to know how I'm gonna die.
Okay.
So I can avoid that.
But until how long, though?
No, but they say, imagine they say, like, oh, you're going to go to, like, a train station and, like, we're gonna get hit by a fucking train. And
yeah, yeah.
Like I wanna know, like, okay. And then I'm like, oh, this day I'm not gonna go to the train station. No,
for
avoiding.
How long? For how long
I'm
are you gonna keep
to run
avoiding?
So I'm gonna call out the train. I feel like Ishman, all things now, when you come, I don't like talking about these things. I feel like Mudimu can not bang. But na gratum the foul play I could rat.
You don't get any foul play.
Foul play okay.
Let's ways climb don. Okay.
Maybe mutumpet or mutu.
I don't wanna get stabbed or like getting burned.
I wanna die in my sleep. Rather. I think that's scary.
I died peaceful. I'm not in my sleep.
I think, like,
car accident.
No, like, I want, like, a dramatic death.
Woo.
Like,
give it to
she
us.
She fought a dinosaur.
She fought for her life.
Give her not like stabbing and no, that's I don't like
or maybe
that.
You were fighting for something that was right.
Like a, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then
I wanna
die like
a legend.
Legend
to know about
stupid deaths, like fucking getting like that's boring.
No,
so I got shot.
No offense, man.
I got shot. That is so boring.
It's a bit.
Food poisoning.
Yeah, that one is worse, man. Food poisoning.
Yeah, food poisoning. I've never been a vampire.
Baba immortal. Nah, I don't want to die. Mm-mm.
Now you believe in vampires.
No, I watch movies. Come on, see. I don't think vampires exist.
They do.
Do you think vampires exist?
You're a vampire.
No, I'm not a vampire. I'm
Anything else on your mind?
Anything else on my mind is to get married. I want to get married.
Oh,
yeah. I don't have kids. I want to get married, but I want a sembu.
When?
Oh, yes, yes.
I wanna,
why are you so excited?
This is the first
but
time.
But you don't
here.
Know which tembu yeah, it is.
That's why I said.
You don't know if kebatla banna baba itu or ngaskon. It's either I'm the first wife and he takes other wives, or ki second or third or fourth.
You know what my missus said, ne?
Show me what's wrong with the fact that I came out. Okay, I'll go see him.
My missus
wrong. Absolutely nothing wrong.
You know what my missus said, Sima?
What?
Hey, missus. When she was massaging me, she was telling me that.
Yo.
She was telling, just told us you were at the spa.
No, I was not at the spa. It was a house call.
Oh, wow.
Because when you are driving, you are like,
vampire things.
So she was telling me, apparently, la rally car Uber driving with my car. But whatever said, my bitch, oh, my trauma, go high. Lucella trailing catch, alleged. And Lucella trailing catch, and I was saying, well, come on, Matan. Come on, trailing, can never hit her. Yeah, like the first wife is the original one. The rest that follow, give a come for chelete. Because most of the people are telling more, because Tolo broke, man. Uzola. Like imagine, Unalaba said, by the rule broke. That doesn't
matter. You can't, really.
Most of them have money.
Mm.
Yeah, so apparently, I but like I would never said, well, Baba.
Yeah, I mean.
You think so?
Hey, it's tricky. Anything is possible, you know?
I was watching a show.
It's called Sweet and Short. So like, you know.
I see the show you're talking about. Is it the one on the other channel? Mm. Oh, yeah. I see.
So the little people, right?
Little one.
Can't we call them dwarfs, maybe, at least?
Oh, no. I don't think dwarfs is a good word. What do we say? Little people.
No?
No, it's people we live
people in, who live with dwarfism.
Okay. Okay, dwarfism. So, okay, cool. Got it.
Yeah, the people that live with dwarfism, there was a guy who had a symbol.
Yeah.
You know, and yeah, shame. He was broke as fuck. You see, it doesn't come with the money thing, honestly. I don't think it comes with the money thing.
Some people are in temples and they don't know.
Bomangso.
Babangata. Jolali mang mang.
Dudu, you know them.
There's some people that are in temples and they don't know. So rather the devil you know than the one you don't. I'm the kind of person in terms of I'd rather keep the devil I know than the one that I don't. Because also I can never get around that.
So you would stay with the guy who, when you say that, would you stay with the guy who has cheated on you?
I have.
Okay.
Have you?
Yeah.
And how did that?
It had nothing to do with me. He's the problem.
How did that go for you though?
No, honestly, it had nothing to do with me. He's the problem.
Okay.
No?
Zile, you're doing too much, actually.
No? Would you stay with someone who's cheated on you?
I mean,
how did people get married?
I did.
Yeah, and?
No, thing is, it's not even cheating if it's like towards the end of the relationship.
It's
you
cheating.
Mar pap.
It's cheating.
But relationship with pap.
Joe, it's cheating.
Do you understand?
Make sure me, it's cheating.
Okay, hold on. So it's a thing of like, it's pap now, like it's, you know? And then maybe he like cheats this week, right? And then the next week we break up. Then what?
Oh, man, it was bound to. It was bound to.
He still cheated. It's still cheating. As long as he didn't do it in front of you. It's still cheating.
Have you
cheated before?
No.
No. Come on.
No, I don't believe in cheating.
Okay, I don't like this, actually. I don't like how I'm reacting. Because why are we normalizing cheating?
No, it's not that we're normalizing cheating. It's just that sometimes the problem is not the person that you are dating. As in, like, the problem is not with Star. It's the guy that I'm dating. Umandla. Mandla's the one. Ophethe nje ibruko othanda ukuvula izipho. Why mina mele ngithatha iinkinga zakamandla ngizenze ezami. It's not a matter of normalizing cheating. It's just that also back in the days, our parents stayed in marriages. They begazeted because of all these things. You know, it's all about begazeting. That's why I feel like in our generation, we won't make it in terms of marriage because immediately I know my worth. I leave.
Yeah.
You know, through sickness and health, through what and what and what. Those are the things that are stated. And some people just beggars out for the sake of beggars.
Unconditional love, love can differ. I exist.
No, he's telling the truth because sometimes you do need to be with someone that you know can take care of you if you're in that situation. What if you lose your eyes? I can't see now. You know?
And touch wood. Not in the wood.
Wow! Oh!
So you feel like it's Tembu as well as normalizing cheating?
It is.
Nah.
No, it is.
It's agreement.
How is it cheating if we both know what is happening? Because no, cheating is something that happens without you seeing. You won't do in front of your
rubbish.
Actually, your partner.
You're basically settling for rubbish.
With the Tembu thing.
Yes.
I fully settling for nonsense. Can I ask?
Is it not cultural?
And I know there's going to be people who are saying, yeah, but you shut the fuck up, actually. by the way.
So tell me what we do.
Let me see what I just tell you.
Listen,
I was there, I had fun, and I... You know, Siva was once in a
stream. Shut the fuck up. Oh, so that's why I was going to spoon Ganji again.
No, yeah, yeah, no. Listen, the thing is, it had nothing. I didn't break up with the guy because of the symbol. I broke up with him because of personal things that I did not fuck with.
Okay, okay.
And I was just like, not for me. So I just pointed at them like, oh, actually not for me.
Nah, I get that, bro. I get that.
Like, you look at people and you're like,
no, that's when the network is lost and it's no longer.
Yeah, about, no. I mean, I just couldn't anymore.
Yeah,
you know, bora kamo to a point or leisure or bora.
Like, yeah, no, I get breathing.
I get you.
Why? You even ask yourself, what was I doing? Yeah.
Yeah, that's how you know you have outgrown someone.
Yeah,
yeah, but I feel like Istanbul sometimes is cultural. Even kings in the Bible did it.
Yeah,
a lot of kings did it in the Bible, and I feel like some people are bound to be in Istanbul.
Are you in Istanbul?
I'm not in. I'm not in Istanbul yet, but I feel like it's something that some people are bound to do. It's more of like okay, Lord, when I calling you, go to Velvasadi by seven.
What if, Vel?
Yeah, what if?
What if what? Calling your house would turn to be liberated by seven. What if you told her how it got like that?
Then go fucking get your calling there. Leave me alone.
Yeah.
What happens if you find a guy who's really obsessed and in love with you and is like, let's do the 7-8 wives thing?
If you're really in love and obsessed with me, you'll be with me only.
But this is like, McDonald's every day.
They what if fat?
Yeah, but sometimes I kill you one stairs. Sometimes you want stairs.
I mean,
because you want to take a break from McDonald's.
Yeah, then you turn into a bomb.
But do you think there is someone out there that's just in love with one person? Is it possible for you to be in love with the same person over and over again, to eat the same chocolate over and over again, to drink?
So I feel like, here's the thing.
I mean, there are attractive people out there. You just look at them, you're like, wow, mm-hmm. But my joint business. I'm my person. And
so
I'm
you
my
think
person.
There's someone out there that's just focused on one person, on a cheat at all?
Con.
What's that do me?
Ukona.
The I want to. Who
Mercedes? Banse, Lamborghini, and Chelsea, Lamborghini.
No, they're
Mom
but I'm saying, no. Why don't you? Okay.
Why don't I?
No, I was going to say, why don't you say your pardon, but you know?
Why don't I?
I was going to say, why don't you say your partner, Oliver Lichu, and I felt bad? Yeah.
He's literally parked outside, but okay, cool. Awesome.
But all I'm saying is that I feel like when it comes to love, this is me, and this is my personal opinion. I feel like love is like a flower. It needs to be
guys,
entertained.
Guys, can I use a Vaseline? I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Where is it?
Oh, dry.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
Jesus
Christ. Wow. I feel like love has to be entertained. You get me? It's like a puppy. You must get it a new toy. It's like Iona. When that toy it starts boring it, you get it a new toy. Like, we can't love me and we are going to roommate. Yak. Every day I come back, we just sitting, we just par, we babs, we watch TV, we eat. It's like an everyday thing. I feel like some days we should go out, do something else.
Exactly.
Let's pamper love. Love needs to be...
Exactly.
I hear you guys.
Pampered. That's what I feel.
Let's make it exciting.
I hear you. But I feel like for me, love is a commitment. Because sometimes if
definitely.
I fall out of love with you, I still need to commit to loving you, even when I'm not in love with you.
Then so what happens? Tell them that I don't fuck with you anymore.
Then what happens then? But what if we're married and I love you, but I'm not in love with you? So I need to commit to loving you with the love that I have even when I'm not in love with you.
I'm so sorry.
Because sometimes you can be in love with the person and not love them, but you can love them and be in love with them.
I believe in just telling the truth and just saying, you know what? I actually don't like you anymore. I actually don't love you anymore. Can we lose this thing? Why? No.
But guys,
don't ask me why.
It's also like friendships.
I fell,
friendships also run out of excitement. We also have honeymoon phases in our friendships where we're together all the time. This thing of relationships is also like with friend with friends. You know?
Speaking about friendships, Sima Urikan Chichili Dima. Sima fell off with her friend.
Yeah.
And it was a whole thing, sharp.
Friendship breakups are very hard.
Terrible.
But I don't want to lie to you. They're worse than men.
Broke my soul.
Like, you feel like your heart is coming out. Ne? Friendship breakups.
No, guys.
I'm glad we're really. Tell us a story. Yeah.
So basically what happened was, I got a call.
Yeah.
Like with like a group call.
Yeah.
Hey, girl. What are you doing on Valentine's Day? And I'm like,
Galentine.
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, let's do Galentine's. And I was like, why not? Okay. And then, we actually did that and we had some of our
life. You guys say sorry.
There was no sorry. There was just, oh my gosh, I actually fucking missed you and I actually love you.
What happened, if you don't mind sharing?
What happened basically was she just did some weird shit behind my back. We were working together, actually. Yeah. So she was my manager.
Yeah.
And she started working with the honey that...
You don't...
Well, I didn't. And then we were cool.
Yeah.
You know? And then... Yeah.
It got sour.
She didn't... So basically, we went to a meeting.
Yeah.
Not knowing that we were going to a meeting.
And that honey pulled up. Like
the three of us.
Yeah.
Me, Sine, her... We're going to this thing and we're thinking, oh, she's like, oh, Jessica's in Chervik. I was like, oh, shit, why not? Let's go see her, you know? Yeah. When we get there, it's like a meeting or like a work meeting. They just took us there to the bar and they're like, oh, good.
Mama, me a hole, like,
yeah, basically.
Call.
That baby's corner, like kids' corner. They're like, yeah, go there.
More of a business.
Literally, actually.
Yeah.
So it was, it was a bit weird for me. And then, I found out on... this show that she was working with Baby Kelly, and I was like, okay, you didn't tell me because you're working with me. So I would have appreciated to go see
as a friend. So you feel like as
No. As a business partner.
Okay.
You tell me, Fezu, I'm working with this person now so that we can discuss dynamics. So go to Fezu, okay, when I have a gig and she has a gig on the same day, what do we do?
Okay.
What do we do?
Yeah.
Same times, what do we do? Uzoyagubani.
Yeah.
What do we do? Like, I wanted to know those things. Like, you know? But, I guess she had it all figured out in her head, I guess. And,
the thing is, it becomes a little bit tricky, you know? Because I feel like we work with our friends.
Yeah.
You know, the same way I also make music. I make music most of the time with people that I'm friends with or acquainted with, you know? So it becomes a bit awkward in that position. Guti, do I tell you as my friend?
Okay.
Do I tell you as my business partner? And which one does it hurt first? And which one do I want to protect? Because sometimes some people take the personal and bring it into the business.
But she did say to me that, yo, I want to expand what I'm doing. I want to work with other people. I want to do
cross collab.
Cool. And I was like, that's not a problem. As long as if we can just speak about it and we all have a meeting and we all speak and we all good. I fucking find out on the show. Imagine. I was fucking gobsmacked. And everyone's just watching me now off camera. Like, oh. And I'm like, okay.
It was probably hard for her. And I'm not taking her side. I'm just saying it gets a bit tricky when you have business with your friends, because when you have to address the business side
of things,
it's a bit personal.
Yeah, for sure.
You understand? Because where do I start? Because I know you don't mess with that person. I know you don't like that person, but where do I start? What do I say? Because now I can run the friendship or I can run the business. Which one do I choose to run?
But what makes it better is that me and this person that I didn't fuck with, we were cool at the time. So she could have just been like, yo, like, actually, babe, I'm gonna be working with Jessica, you know?
But to be fair, Sima, it was not any one event type of thing. It was not a one event type of thing.
Yeah, there was a lot.
So there was a lot of unsaid things that are happening in the friendship.
Sometimes it's not easy to come to your friend that you know is...
And besides that, it was just the whole gossiping and just weird shit.
Sometimes it's not easy to approach your friend about something that you don't like or, you know, to talk to them about it. Sometimes it's not easy. We can be as close as we can be, but sometimes some people can't handle the truth. Sometimes you can dish out something that's real, but can't take the dish when it's given to you.
Yeah. True. The same way people can't handle the truth, some people can't say the truth.
Yeah, because it's not about what you say, it's about how you say it.
Fair.
You know, so that's why I'm saying for her, maybe she didn't know.
No, man, in a conversation, you flow. And I can't
run. You're a pillow talk guy.
Pillow
talk guy. Oh, your man. Let's expand this action. Also, guys, got 28 March on my birthday. I'm doing Zilla Wiz and Friends, Le Compo Edition, the second season, Sima.
Awesome.
You were there the first one, eh?
No.
You were there. What, you were there, Sima. What the fuck, bro?
Oh, awesome, like, yes.
You were, I remember looking at my mom, K-Chelo, that video of you trending, Olivelleche K-Chelo, when he was performing. It was that one.
Oh,
but yeah, okay. To remind you, so I'm doing tickets are available, guys. Zilowiz and Friends. Guys, this one is going to be huge.
Yeah.
When I say huge, like I'm bringing one of the biggest Limpopo headliners.
Yeah. And we're bringing K-Chelo, right?
No, not this year, not this year. You must stay tuned for the lineup.
Oh, we're bringing Muzzle then.
No, stay tuned for the lineup. But yeah, that's what I wanted to say, man. Get tickets on my Instagram and TikTok.
Awesome.
Zilla Wiz and Friends, Le Compo Edition 2.0.
And yeah, the reshuffle. We're reshuffling.
No. You guys are not reshuffling. Are you guys refreshing?
So on the 24th Tuesday, first time, podcast in Chile is going to go live for the first ever time live stream, whereby they reshuffle. We might still be here. Like, I don't know if body is amail. Piano
policy. You might see our pictures card. You might see our pictures card. You might see our pictures card.
Piano is amail. You might see on side. You might see our offside. You might see our Chile's punch. You might see Chile's what. Solo. So on Tuesday everything will be announced and people must stay tuned on the MacG channel. This live, the live stream will be there. This is gonna be like, hey, yeah,
it's gonna be tricky, guys, but you know what, good luck, we love you. And yeah,
so, you want to say anything,
guys? Please download my song System 32
because everyone is plugging, you know.
Download my song System 32 Honor by Star Abutapi, Buntle Smith, TNK Music, D Minor, and Chopper KV. Please stay tuned to my Instagram. I'll be back on the screens doing the acting, doing the presenting, doing the MCing, doing the.
Before she goes,
thank you, baby.
Don't you want to do that dance you did on stage? No. I actually want to see how you do it because I want to do it on my show. I just want to see because it's a signature dance, bro.
It's my signature dance.
I can. Do
it,
if I see. it's fine. Maybe get that one next time.
Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for coming.
No,
really
thank you so much,
so
for
much.
Having
we
me.
Fun, eh?
Like, I really
please
had so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We love you. I'll see you next week.
Friday. Let's go.